me for love.
She let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plan we made put an end to you.
Woke up yesterday morning, and I knew.
Suzanne, the plans we made put an end to you. And I wrote down your song.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen loneliness.
Seen sunny days that I thought would never end.
Well, we're recording, so you want to go ahead and do the podcast?
Yes.
I didn't that. Know you were doing that.
We come go. On now, put that dip in there, boy. We're going to get started here.
Here comes a little
Soggy Bottom Boys.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm Guard Shaq Jack.
It's your boy, Chet Walker, the world champion.
And it's your boy, Love Boy. And you're listening to Against the Grain.
That's right. So you better hold on tight. It's time for another edition of Against the Grain.
Whole wheat, no fake shit. Bah, bah, bah.
We're so glad that you could join us this week. And as we do another podcast, we're so happy to have the opportunity to talk with you. And we want to give special thanks to all of you people that have subscribed
yes.
to us.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yes.
Both on Podomatic and iTunes. So if you're listening on one or the other, be sure to check us out. You can go to Podomatic.
Spread the word.
That's right.
Spread, tell your friends, man.
Absolutely. We're hosted on Podomatic.com. They can host your podcast as well, or your friends, or whoever. So be sure to spread the word. Tell them to go check out Podomatic. They are friends of the show. Also, we're on iTunes. So if you haven't subscribed to have our podcast regularly downloaded, do please do that. Just get on iTunes and search for Against the Grain.
Against the Grain.
And, you know, it'll make your...
You can listen to our show and also download We Are Who We Are.
Right.
If that's what you want to do.
And if we have one Achilles heel, it's love. We can't get enough of it. So just keep subscribing.
It just keeps on going.
Word to Hove.
I'd do anything for love.
Well, listen, we've got several different things going on today. We got a new segment called Things I Hate we're going to be introducing later on in the show. We've got, of course, as always, songs that are stuck in our heads. Can't wait to let you know what our picks are this week. But we're going to start things off with a little bit of news. Oh, check that out. I guess the juice is flowing. Well, the first thing we want to talk about today is there's some stuff falling from the sky, if you know what I mean. And it's not asteroids, it's not meteors or anything like that.
It's not cats and dogs either.
It's just my iPhone going off. It's actually thousands of dead birds. And this is going on in Arkansas right now. They're saying that there's roughly 5,000 red-winged blackbirds fell from the sky over a mile of land in this small town in northwest Arkansas, and observers spotted fish that were killed in Ozark. So it's like, this is kind of scary. This is 2012 kind of stuff. What do you guys think?
It really is. Like, world coming to an end type stuff, right? Kind of scary.
Well, let's just cut the bullshit and tell them how it really went down.
Why don't we do that?
Yeah.
Why don't we do that? That's what we're here for.
I mean, it is in Arkansas.
Well,
it is.
You know,
birds falling from the sky.
What's that sound like?
Sounds like Wayne. Why don't you tell us what happened yesterday?
Bring Wayne in here.
Bring Wayne. Wayne.
Wayne. What the hell happened?
Well, now I'm gonna tell you what happened. Now, I just got off work at the damn Quickie Loop, and every day I go home and I get my damn Power Man 5000 Whirlpool. All right, you know I get in there. I like to soak my feet, soak my ankles, and jets feel good on a tired back. All right, now I'm sitting out there, you know, Debbie's in the house cooking up some damn bacon. All right, I got my daughter Lisa, now she's out there on one of them, you know, hell, it's a damn tricycle, but shit, she tries to, you know, make it up something like a damn Mercedes or something. You know, hell, she gets out there riding that damn thing around, complaining about the damn dirt road, shit. Anyhow,
you're doing the best you can,
yeah,
Wayne.
Son of a bitch. Hell, yeah, shit. All right, but anyhow, I'm sitting there in my damn... I'm sitting there in my whirlpool soaking my back and feet and toes. And all of a sudden, I hear Lisa screaming, ah, ah, daddy, daddy, a bird hit me. And I said, damn, Lisa, you going to start that end of the world shit now? I just got my damn back soaked. So anyhow, hell, I get up and shit, I start trying to run out. Damn, slip down, hit my damn knee. I get out there, I said, Lisa, what the hell? And it was a damn bird. A bird fell out. And all of a sudden, more of them damn things start falling. I'm like, what the hell? So I called Debbie. I said, Debbie, you got to get your ass out of that house. Them damn birds falling. 2012, shit, 2011, hell.
Wayne, did you take to your shelter? Or what the hell did you do?
Well, shit. Now, you know, I ain't got a shelter per se. You know, I got this shed now, but I built it sturdy.
Okay, right.
And
you built it yourself?
I usually get in there for tornadoes.
Right.
But this shit, I didn't know what to do, you know. Okay. I mean, damn birds falling. You know, I didn't know what to do. So I went, you know, talked to my damn neighbors.
Right.
And they said they seen the same shit from all the way from damn Little Rock to Bentonville to these little towns in between. You know, birds falling.
Falling out of the sky.
I didn't know what the hell was going on.
So, I mean, is...
The safest place I know of is it's a quickie lube where you get in the damn basement and change oil.
Right.
So I took my family there.
Okay. How long did you guys stay there, Wayne?
Well, shit, I stayed there till I heard movement.
So, I mean,
I don't know what the hell's going on.
Is the tin roof of your trailer going to be able to stand up against these birds?
I really don't know. I don't know that. I took my family to a safe place.
That's right.
Okay.
A safe environment.
You did the right thing.
Well, listen,
yeah.
You just did what you had to do.
And well, yeah.
Sir, I applaud you for being a man that in this day and age of people that duck their responsibilities and don't do what they're supposed to do. You did the right thing, sir.
Yeah.
And you took cover.
You know, I had been excited about that Arkansas and Ohio State game. I don't know if I'm going to be able to watch that now because I'm still damn nervous.
Well, you know,
and one of them damn pigeons fell on my satellite dish.
Well, you know, another thing is I understand the fish are affected too. And I know that you're quite the angler.
I am.
I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, you were telling me before the show that you had just caught a whole mess of crappie. I mean, what are you going to do with those?
Well, see, now them crappie was as scared as I was. So now, you know, I feel like, you know, in a way I rescued them, and we're all going to work through this together.
Right.
Now, Debbie's she's going to try to fry them up when we can get back to the house.
Okay.
You know, when that can happen. Now, we're going to talk to the authorities and I don't know. Is it something in the air? You know, could it be?
Right. We don't know, Wayne.
You know, I don't know. Right. But I'm pretty damn nervous about it, I can tell you that.
Well.
You know, that shit ain't normal.
It's not. And apparently it's scaring a whole lot of people because they are talking a lot about, you know, the 2012 and the Mayan calendar and everything else. And in a statement giving on Saturday morning, the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission said that such events have happened before around the world. Says test results usually were inconclusive, but the birds showed physical trauma and that the flock could have been hit by lightning or a high altitude hail. And this all happened on New Year's Eve, and some officials suggest that revelers shooting fireworks might have spooked the birds, and to the point that they died in mass like that from stress induced cardiac arrest. So I mean,
now them Game and Fish boys, and they ain't right in hell. They've been trying to sneak up on me for years.
Oh, really?
Trying to get me to shoot at some damn fake deer. I ain't going to do it.
Okay.
So I don't believe them. I want the feds down here, and I want to find out what the hell's going on. I ain't sending Lisa back to school until we get these figured out to be birds now. I ain't going to do it. Hell, how am I going to play my damn softball league I'm in?
Well, I mean, I understand because, I mean, you can't go up to bat. You're not going to be able to hit the ball
while you're watching your back for birds. It's the Save-A-Lot boys.
Well, you know, Wayne, I sure do hope things improve. Do you need a ride back to your house, or are you going to be...
Shit, no, I'm on George Jones and get on this damn lawnmower.
Well, Wayne, we want to thank you for coming by the studio.
No problem, boys. It's good seeing you.
It's good to have you here.
Hope to see you soon.
Well, Wayne from Arkansas, everybody.
Wayne from Arkansas. Clap it up for him, guys.
Man, this man came
all the way from Arkansas.
That was interesting. I think we should have Wayne on more often.
I do, too. That's a brave man.
Working there at the Quickie Mart. What'd you think of him, LaVoy?
I thought he was wonderful. Very gentle soul.
He was a kind man.
He's such a patriot.
He is.
He really is. In this world, he is one of the last patriots. Well, you guys want to pause news for a bit, and maybe we can check out some things we hate?
Sure.
Why don't we do that?
Things we hate.
Well, this
a new
is
segment.
Like I said earlier, yeah, this is a new segment. You know, something that we were talking about, and everybody's got those things that just drive them nuts. and we are no different. So, so here we are with our first installment of Things We Hate.
Okay, stand.
Here at Against the Grain, we've got several things just to get on our nerves.
Guard Shaq, you had a good one. Something that you really hate.
Yeah, I'm going to start things off today as we go, you know, around the table. I hate, and this is something I've noticed on a local newscast, which first brought this to my attention, but other people do it as well. Americans who will use a foreign accent on foreign or foreign-y sounding words. It's like, you can't just say you took a vacation and went to Mexico. You have to say, I went on vacation and my family had a great time. Oh, really? Where'd you go? Oh, we went down to a small island in southern Mexico. And you know, that's what we did. Like, oh, really? So that's great. So what did, you know, would you sample some of the local cuisine? Oh, yes, went to this nice little place outside of Chihuahua. And I actually ordered a burrito. And my children, you know, they got enchilada, or however you say it in Spanish. But, I mean, yeah, you can't say, you know, one. It's like Juan. You know, everything has a on it or a little ha or something, you know. Yeah. And that just gets under my skin because it's people just not being who they're supposed
right.
to be.
We don't need your elitist attitude. We all know you're from Montana and you work at steel mill.
Yes, I mean, well, it's...
You saved up to go to Mexico. That's great. Glad you had a great time, but just say Mexico.
You're as Anglo as it comes. Why yeah. do you have to... Why do you have to fucking do that?
You don't have to do
it. It gets under my skin and just makes me just...
You're shaking right now.
Yes, I know. It bothers me.
Folks, he has purple pants on. He's turning green.
It bothers me. Yeah, Hank Sanders is still mad about this. He's still pissed off about it. And it just really just aggravates the shit out of me. So that's one of the things that
I know people like that.
I do too. I've heard that before.
It's like you'll be at a restaurant or something, and, you know, maybe an Italian place or something, and they'll look at the menu and they're like, what's this? Oh, that's the Caprese. Oh, really? Oh, this is the lasagna fritta. Oh, well, fuck me. I thought it was Fritta. Huh? Right, fuck me for not knowing.
Yeah. Let me tell you.
You fucking Italian?
Right.
I like Olive Garden, and I like chicken gnocchi, the soup.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's spelled chicken gnocchi, all right? But I still fucking like it.
Yeah.
And the waitress wants to correct me when I say it wrong.
That pisses me off. First off, she's a fucking waitress, all right?
Yes.
She is a fucking waitress.
And we love waitresses.
Yeah, we love waitresses, yes. But don't act like you're the cream of the crop of society.
Exactly. Don't act like you're just higher than everybody
else. You're
not
better than anybody.
Yeah, your manager told you how to pronounce it.
Exactly. I like to do this thing where I point at what I want if I can't pronounce it.
That's right. Yeah,
so try that.
Ooh, ooh. Yeah. I mean, just like number four. Can I get a number
if
four?
If they have numbers, do the numbers.
Numbers are great.
Numbers are great.
And if you ever go to, like, some uppity restaurants, they have the thing where, like, when they have the price, some menus don't even have the price on it. A lot of times they'll give the lady the menu without the price on it, which is kind of fuck you over a little bit.
Yes.
But, you know, even on the guy's menu, it won't have, like, you know, $13.99 or $13.95 or whatever. It'll have just, like, 13, just 13 flat.
Right.
And so, all you know, you're just looking over the menu, and you just see, like, beside it, just a 13. You don't know if that's fucking Weight Watchers points or what the hell that is. So, I mean, it just blows my mind. I was like, hey, is this how much this is? Of course. You know, it's like, well, fuck, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
There you go.
I'm sorry. I just put on my tie and came here. I fucking apologize.
Right.
I'm trying to rob me in this economy, boy.
Now, I've got some other things that piss me off and that I hate, but I understand you, LaVoy, you have something that yes. We talked about earlier on yes. the telephone.
And this happened recently. I was in a clothing store, and I was trying to buy...
A very high-end clothing store.
No, not really, but
well.
Anyways, I was in there, I was trying to buy some shirts, and I have this discount card for this particular location, and I go up and, you know, hand the lady my shirts. And she's about 70. And so anyways, she rings them up, and she says, oh, well, I don't think we can accept your card with the discounts that's going on today. And I said, well, let's just try it.
Yeah.
So
let's
anyways,
give it a shot.
She grabs my card, and, you know, she goes to swipe it or whatever. And she swipes it like three times. She's like, no, I'm sorry. you know, it just, like I said, this won't work with the discounts we have for today. And I was like, well, shit, okay, this has never happened. So anyways, you know, she rings up everything, I pay her, I leave. And then about an hour later, I look at my card, and I notice that my damn card doesn't have a magnetic stripe on it.
Ah.
You know, you don't swipe this fucker. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It has a barcode, so you scan it. So this dumbass, you know, it's only a 15% discount, but I wanted
that.
You
want to save that money.
Yeah,
right.
I wanted that 15%.
It's your fucking 15%.
Yeah.
Right. It's,
you know,
your
this
discount.
Woman has not fucking, she's never used a register since, you know, they had levers for them when she got the total. And it just pissed me the hell off. Like, really, just, if you're going to have somebody that works at your business that uses the register, make sure they know
yes,
how to use it.
Exactly.
And make sure they recognize, you know, discounts and cards people may have. You know, don't be like, oh shit, I've never seen this before.
Yeah, and you know, why do you set somebody up to fail like that? Because I mean, love old people, we love you, all right, don't get me wrong, we love old people because we're kin to old people, all right.
Definitely.
But the thing is, you're not the best with technology. So why don't you make sure the old people fucking know what's going on?
Because it's only hurting your business.
Yes. I mean, why would you put her? Why would you let her run the register? Because, first of all, it's going to take her 4 hours to fucking ring up your shirt.
Well, it took her 30 minutes to get behind the counter.
And she's going to have to take the tag out of it, you know, because some jackass is stealing stuff. So it's going to take her another 20 minutes to fucking do that. So your shopping experience is good. Your checking out is going to take just as long as it took you to shop. You know what I mean?
Right.
And the thing is how much was your discount?
15%.
Okay. 15% at fucking IHOP isn't that big a deal. Because
right.
You might save, 78 cents
yeah.
or some shit. But if you're spending $100,
$150
in a clothing store, you know, it's kind of
I
fucking
wanted my
worth
15%.
You wanted to use it.
It's your right to
exactly.
use
it. It would be worth tapping the manager on the shoulder about. You know, for her to say, I don't know how to do this.
Exactly.
You
well,
know?
See, the thing is, I've been to that location before. And the same thing happened. I handed her the car, and she's like, oh, I'm not really sure,
mm-hmm.
you know, because this is a newer location.
Mm-hmm.
But she went and talked to somebody, and they
yeah.
got it
and they
corrected.
Got it done.
Somebody
yeah.
in there knows.
Yeah.
Somebody has
right.
had the training.
Yeah.
Somebody knows. I mean, just ask some questions.
I don't know. It just looks better on your business.
Yes,
so.
Exactly. Because I go places, and I'll be like, hey, do you have a military discount? And I always see them do this. They
yeah.
look around to the left and to the right and look to see, you know, if anybody's around. They're like, I don't know how. I was like, well,
right.
how about you fucking check?
Yeah.
Because some places have really good discounts
right.
for, you know, military or government or something like that. And it's worth looking into. 20% is worth looking into.
Unless you got a monopoly on them skinny jeans, they going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And I was in there buying skinny jeans.
Well, you deserve your 15%.
I was in there buying skinny jeans and a puffy vest. Yeah.
I was in there buying jeggings. And,
what the fuck is a jegging?
Have y'all heard of these
no.
things called jeggings? They're jeans, but they're like leggings.
Yeah.
They're jeggings.
Who
yes.
wears these?
I have no idea.
My fiance has a pair.
Girls wear them.
Yeah.
Girls. Okay, girls. All right, okay.
You see
only
a guy
girls?
Wear them. It's kind of weird.
Is it only girls? Because these guys are
I think
doing
it's a feminine product. Yeah.
Guys are doing this skinny jean thing right now, which I'm calling on all the fellas to grow some balls again because this is like, I mean, we're in a... Right where we're recording right now is a rural town in Alabama, and some of you that are listening, I know we've got some listeners in California. You probably see this a lot more than we do, but when we go to larger areas, we see it as well. These fucking guys that are dressed like girls. I mean, when did it become a fad for guys to be? I mean, I'm a skinny guy, but I wear, you know, I don't wear skin tight clothing.
Well.
Except for on these guns, but it's like besides that, I mean, I don't want to get a.
Cut it out.
I don't want to get, you know, the circulation cut off to my ankles because I'm wearing these jeans that are three.
I'm
sizes
not sure
too
you're
small.
The guy that should be complaining about this.
Why?
I mean,
why?
LaBoy, what do you mean?
Well,
what do you mean by that, sir?
Well, Guard Shack, he tends to wear tight clothing.
Listen, I wear a
very
medium.
Tight clothes.
I wear a medium-sized shirt.
Tell me how old you are.
Tell
me how old you are.
I'm 24 years
you
old.
You're trying to show your pics.
I'm 24 years old.
He's 24.
I'm 24.
Okay.
And he's built like a fucking bull. All right.
He is.
So wear a large shirt.
I call him Brahma Bull sometimes.
Yeah. Wear a large shirt.
All right.
Be a man.
From now on, I'll buy size large.
If you're just a skinny cat, that's fine.
Yeah,
if you're 35 and you're just skinny as shit, wear a small.
Wear it, as long as it fits you.
Yeah.
You gotta wear shit.
So you're saying I'm a little tight.
I think you're a little tight.
I think I'm a little tight.
That's all.
Okay. Well,
but anyways, go back and your story.
To each his own.
Well, well, thanks for shitting on my point. But
guys, don't buy jeggings.
Don't. Okay, yeah. Don't buy jeggings.
Hell no.
Don't go to Hot Topic.
Don't do that
jeggings
to yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, because that just can't be good for the plumbing. You know what I mean?
Right.
No, but on a woman, it'll make you fall out.
Yeah, I imagine so. You said your fiance rocks those.
Oh God, yes.
Now you've got. While we're on the subject, I know we're talking about things we hate, but while we're on the subject of fashion, you've got something on your wrist I want to talk about.
I do.
Break it down.
And I don't know. I can't decide if I hate it or not. And but I
do you not like it?
I don't.
It?
I don't know. I kind of like it, but I kind of.
LaBoy, get an audience an idea of what
yeah
what you're.
Give the website.
Wearing a bracelet from killjamespatrick.com. And it's just a small company in Rhode Island. This guy began making these bracelets. And they're made out of, like, silk and different fabrics. And they have different designs on them to match your wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
They're very manly.
Mm-hmm.
They're very stylish.
Very manly.
And they look damn good with a button-up.
Well, as you rock the button up, I will say
it complements the button up.
It does. Yeah. I like it.
The boy has a white, plain white button up on, but yet he has some color on his wrist.
Yes, exactly.
And it's not a gaudy ass Geneva watch.
You know, I'm just glad it's not one of those fucking Livestrong bracelets. That's my thing.
Well, see, I don't wear rings. I don't wear fucking gold chain. I don't mm-hmm none of that shit.
Right, mm-hmm, right.
I don't even have a watch on. So this is just
okay
something simple.
Something to add a little flair without going over the top.
I think I'm down with it. I think so.
It's just not you.
Yeah, I'm down with you wearing it.
And if you want to get other advice, go to unabashedlyprep.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
It kicks ass.
Yeah, you did turn me on to that site. Yeah. They do have some pretty cool stuff.
Yes.
Check that out.
Because, you know, the world champion here, he is the polo king.
Polo
I
Don.
I love polo.
Yes. He is.
You know how you're a kid and you hate how your parents dress? I loved how my parents dressed me. So I never stopped dressing like that. Yeah. So, sue me. Yeah.
Beautiful.
I like polo. And that's a great site they just told you guys about.
Well, all right. Earlier we were on the subject of your card and it not reading and stuff. And while we're on the subject of that, excuse me, the fucking cards, all right, specifically the card readers, okay? I don't know if, you know, I use my debit card for about everything. Mm-hmm. And especially, you know, if you want to rent a movie in our podunk town, you have to go to Redbox, a vending machine, and use your card to rent it. And, you know, you go to Walmart, you go wherever, you swipe your card. Mm-hmm. No matter which direction you swipe your fucking card the first time, it's wrong. Because the readers are either on the left or the right.
It's never
the same. You will never, I don't know if they change it when I leave or what the fuck happens, but it's different everywhere I go. It's either on the left or the right, and I'm wrong the first, at least first time.
How about the places where they have the card reader and, like, it's pushed up next to, like, a counter?
And you can't get a good swipe on it.
I hate
this. I actually move it if I'm able to. It's not welded to the counter.
Well, it's bullshit. Yeah.
I hate it where it's like a lot of gas stations are like this. They will disguise the fucking thing in with like a rack of candy right beside it. So you're standing there with your card like this, like handing it to them like, and like you're some kind of jerk off or something. She's like, it's right there. Just swipe it right there. I'm like, well, shit. I didn't know. I didn't see it between the Snickers. Forgive me, okay? Yeah. But, like you go to some places like, you know, I love Redbox, it's great, but if I was them, they do the same thing where you can't quite get to it. It's like they've got a metal bar at the top and bottom of the card reader, so not only do you swipe it the wrong way, but you can't get a good range of motion. You can't get a good full whoosh, a real like gratifying swipe on there. It's kind of satisfying when you get that good little,
you got a little pleasure going with your swipe.
You feel it go through, and you know it's just like, okay, I have just bought something.
Is it a tingling sensation?
The purchase has been made. Yes, it's very fulfilling. So, but why can't they just put the reader on both sides so that whichever way you throw your card in there, it's going to be right? I mean,
you may be left-handed.
Yes,
you may want to left swipe it.
Exactly.
Left swipe it.
Exactly. And then some ATM machines, you go to stick your card in, it will eat your card. It'll, like, take it all the way, and it'll just hold on to your card till you're finished, and it'll spit it back out at you.
You're passionate about this.
I'm very
passionate. About this card swiping.
It's 2011 now, guys, and I've had it with some of this shit. We got to get it fixed. It's 2011. It's time to do what
we
got to
do. Wow, Mr. Pissy Pants.
Pissy Pants.
Shit.
Well, speaking of the card thing, you know what I hate is when you go in a gas station or something, and they make you, if you're going to use your card, you have to buy, like, $5 worth of merchandise.
Yes.
Well, sue me for not carrying cash. Yes. I just want one item. Can I fucking buy one item? No, sir. You're going to have to get some fucking Cheetos, too. Well, fuck you.
Well, fuck you. That's what I say to that. Yeah, I agree. So I went one place the other day, and they were like, okay, your total's, you know, $15.50 or something. All right. I go to hand them my card. They're like, okay, that's going to be $17. And I was like, for what? They're like, we charge $1.50 if you use a card.
Oh, fuck that.
I'm like, fuck you,
that's
then.
That's ridiculous.
It's like, that's going to prevent me from going there.
Why don't you come with me to my house and then rob me while I watch you? Yeah. That's what just happened.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, everybody else, I know it costs a little bit to have to use the machine, but geez, I mean, you can stand to eat that cost just a little bit. And they're sneaky now, too, because they're going to get theirs one way or the other. You know, so, I mean, that's just another way that people can fuck you out of money. So watch out.
Give us for ranting. We're going to move on, guys.
That's somebody's phone going off. That'd be you. That'd be the world champion's phone going off there. It's okay. It'll stop eventually.
He's tweeting.
he's tweeting.
Forgive me, I was tweeting. The tweets is watching, y'all.
All right, well, there was something LaVoy had listened. Something LaVoy had said to me earlier about kind of in the same vein of people speaking with accents that aren't naturally theirs. It's you said something about sports analysts. What's their deal? What's going on?
A lot of guys on ESPN or sports radio, you know, they're in their 40s, 50s, whatever, maybe older. And they describe events in sports with slang, like they're 16.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be,
give us an example.
Well, one example is
give us some color.
There's color a guy commentary on Sporting News Radio, and he does the little 30-second, you know, dish about what happened, mm-hmm. you know, during the day, and he'll be like, "Michael Vick said no diggity to the Eagles management. He's hurt, so he's not going to play this weekend." Yeah, that's horrible.
And they're saying this with a straight face?
Yeah, he's like, "Michael Vick says no diggity, I'm not playing." Or, you know, or another example would be like, I don't know, let's say Jim Harbaugh gets a raise. "This afternoon, Stanford coach Jim Harbaugh just got a lot more cake. $3.2 million.
That's some cheddar.
Or how about him using hip hop terms? I forget the guy's name, younger guy on ESPN. He'll be like, "That Lattimore full of swag."
Exactly.
Please, we don't need your hip hop terminology.
It's horrible. Just that stop. Drives me fucking
you sound
insane.
Ridiculous.
Yes. You sound like an idiot.
Yes, you do.
Meanwhile, Joe Paterno's impressed they're letting sick people play. You know, oh, he's got swag and they're still letting him play. That's right. Sweet.
It's ridiculous. It drives me insane. But anyways,
I totally see where you're coming from on that. It's just people, be who you are. If you know you're a skinny white kid from Alabama, just be a skinny white kid from Alabama. You know, if that's what you are, be who you are, people. Come on now. And there was something else.
You can't hate on the truth.
Come on now.
You can't hate on the truth.
Preach. All right, we got one more thing as we close this segment. One more thing that LaVoy hates. And some of you that listened to the last show heard about his adventures in the new town where he lives and some of the things that go on there. And he's kind of frustrated with it. And this is just another thing that pisses him off about it.
Yeah, well, in college, the world champion and I mm-hmm. lived in a much, 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 much bigger
much exponentially bigger
than where I do now.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved because of school. And anyhow, this new town, it's smaller, mm-hmm. it's a shithole. So I'm not going to give out the name because I don't want their economy to shut down. And it would if people heard this story that I'm about to tell. But anyways, I'm coming back and I'm getting into this town where I currently reside. And I stopped by because I need gas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been on the interstate. Stopped by. Mm-hmm. Need gas. Really need gas.
And you drive a nice car.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Well.
So I stop at this Texaco.
Mm-hmm.
You know. National brand, you know. Yeah. They're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I stop. All right. And I get out. I swipe my card. I grab the premium handgun or whatever the hell you call it. And I stick it in the damn car. And, you know, I start to pump. And I put the little, you know, little trigger thing on so where I don't have to stand out in the fucking cold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyways.
You do the little prop.
Yeah, thing. I get back in the car, and I notice that the damn numbers aren't moving.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, shit, something's wrong with this thing. So I get back out, and I, you know, pull the trigger again on mm-hmm. the pump dispenser,
mm-hmm.
and nothing's happening. So anyways, I'm like, well, shit. You know, it's 20 degrees.
Uh-huh.
The wind's blowing. I'm fucking cold. So I go in there. I was like, hey, what is? Does this pump not work? And she looks back and she says, what you need? I was like, gas. And she says, oh, what you trying to get? I said, I need gas. I need premium. She's like, oh, we don't sell that. I was like, so I took a minute. I thought, okay, just turn mm-hmm. around and leave mm-hmm. the gas mm-hmm. station and just leave. But I wanted to fucking tip over stands of nachos and fucking Snickers, and I wanted to throw all that shit around the gas station and be like, you don't sell fucking premium gas?
So wait,
what the hell?
Wait. They were out of gas?
No. They don't sell it.
They don't care.
They don't sell premium gas. How
do they not do that? Isn't that kind of a fucking rule? If you're Texaco, you got to have...
Nobody was buying it.
I pull up to a gas station. It says 93 next to it, and it says premium. So I swipe my damn card, pull it out, and push that shit in the car, and nothing comes out. So anyways, I couldn't believe it. Could not believe it. It pissed me off, so I left, and I went to another gas station. And fortunately, they had premium gas. But I've never been anywhere in the world.
Well, I've been places where they were out, like... I remember one of the big deals a few years ago when gas hit like, you know, three something a gallon and everybody was going crazy was like, if they ran out of 87 somewhere, they would give you premium for the same price, you know, as regular, yeah. Which, you know, all right, that's awesome. But I've never heard of a place, I've heard of places running out of gas. I've never heard of anywhere not selling.
If she had offered to sell me regular gas, I would have tipped over shit at that point.
Here, let's see how that would go. Would you like the regular instead?
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, it's just as good, isn't it?
How about my fucking transmission will fall out? How about I tip over everything in here? How about I pull out my dick and piss on your fucking chips right here in front of everybody? Huh?
Why would you do that, sir? That's uncalled for. It's just as good. It's just as good. See, I got that 87 Chevrolet outside. You see that? Runs on premium just fine. What you think about that?
It may run on premium, but you don't have premium. So where the fuck are you getting it? What gold mine do you have?
I mean, it fucking ran on regular. I fucked that joke up. I'm sorry.
Yes, you did. Anyways, I don't know. It just pissed me off. I don't know if that's ever happened to anybody else in the world, but being out of gas is one thing.
Yeah.
But pulling up to a fuck... I mean, this wasn't Bob's Oil and Pump, you know? This was fucking Texaco.
This wasn't a
They
Jean's
have a fucking handle for premium.
They had the gun, but no...
No gas?
No gas.
No sign telling you
no. No. Oh, fuck that.
Let me waste some time.
Yeah, let me pull up. Yeah, but the thing that pissed me off is, you know, what if I'd been, like, running on fumes?
Yeah.
You had to have.
What if you'd been out? Gas?
Yeah. I'd just been fucked.
Well, one thing you said earlier, all right, they had the little trigger prop on the handle. Yeah. They still had the prop. Mm. A lot of places you go, they don't have those. Like, they've broken off. Like, they'll like intentionally break them off of the handles.
So you have to... Yeah.
You got to stand there like a dickweed.
Until they hit
when
the
it's,
button.
Yeah. And it's 10 degrees outside. And you're out there like, oh, I'm freezing my balls off.
By the way,
off,
the same gas station, there was somebody outside pumping gas and smoking a cigarette at the same time. No shit. That happened.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You got to love that guy.
Yeah. So, anyways, I got the fuck up out of there.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that... I'm glad that that worked out for you. Well, I think that's going to wrap things up pretty nicely on our first edition of Things We Hate.
I hate everything. Go try my forehead. Pissed me off.
Yeah, LaVoy's beside himself right now. We got it talking about the premium gas, and it really drives him crazy.
I took two blood pressure pills. I'm good now.
One thing we want to do a little bit of housekeeping real quick before we move on to music. We want to tell you guys that you know, we are a brand new podcast. We had our debut, our demo was our last show that was published, and now we've got this one, our very second show. We want your input. So if you think, you know, something we're doing is good, let us know. If you think something we're doing sucks, let us know. If you think there's a way we can tweak things or something we could do or a way to incorporate you, the listener, please let us know. So you can send us an email. to atgpodcast@yahoo.com. That's against the grain, atgpodcast@yahoo.com. So be sure and let us know what you think, good or bad. It's going to be constructive, and we want this to be a good show for everybody
to
listen to.
If you think, you know, Guard Shack sucks as a host, let us know.
And if you think that LaVoy's bracelet is gay, let us know.
Absolutely.
And since you all love the world champion, just comment on iTunes. You can do that as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Thumbs up. Be sure to favorite us and all that stuff. So, it's time for music.
Let's get it cranking.
Come on, play that track.
These are the songs that we just can't get out of our heads.
Yeah, Kylie.
Kylie Minogue. Fine. She kind of fell off the planet, didn't she?
Yeah. Definitely. All right, what's first up?
All right, first up, this is going to be your pick first. So right. I'm going to go ahead and I'll play a little bit of this in the background, and we can talk about it.
This is Bruce Springsteen, City of Night. It's off his latest album, The Promise.
So this is a new song.
Well, in a way, yeah, and in a way, it's kind of old as hell. The Promise is just a collection of songs that he wrote back in the 70s, I think. So he dusted them off, came back, and put out a two-disc album called The Promise.
Let's take a listen. So just take your time. Some people want to die young and gloriously. I would never listen to Bruce Springsteen if it wasn't for you.
Love Bruce. I got a cute little baby down at 12th and Vine, and she opens for business just about closing time.
I wonder what that means.
I don't know. I just really like the song. It's like, it's an, it just feels old. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something about, like, it's just like an old school track or something. I don't know. I love it. I like the way he sings on it.
Simple
more laid
is
back.
Good.
Yeah, it's more laid back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just
timeless.
Yeah, I mean, it's Bruce Springsteen.
Right. That song's what, probably 20 years old, maybe.
Oh yeah, older than that. Yeah,
and it still
just
works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's one thing is that, you know, I would never really listen to Bruce Springsteen until you guys turned me on to it, but he does have a lot of timeless music. I mean, it's rare that you find something that our parents listen to and we listen to also.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, a lot of the music nowadays is shit. Let's just be honest. I mean, whatever genre it is, a lot of it's shit. But some things do transcend, and our kids will be listening to this stuff.
Yeah.
I think.
If you introduce them to it, I don't see why not. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, so Bruce is still touring, isn't he? I mean, he still goes
around. He's taking a break, but he still tours. I went to a concert 2 years ago.
Man, what was that like?
It was like a revival. And it was a spiritual revival. And I felt dirty and downtrodden before the concert, and afterwards I was cleansed in the waters near Asbury Park.
Cleansed in the waters of the E Street, man.
Yes.
Oh, Max Weinberg can play the shit out of some drums, by the way.
Yes,
he can.
My first exposure to him was on Conan.
You know, me too. That's before I knew who he was.
Exactly.
Right.
It's like, oh, Max Weinberg's leaving. Like, why is he leaving? He's going to tour Bruce Springsteen. Like, oh, wow, that's a big honor. Oh, he was always with Bruce Springsteen?
Right.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay, this guy's somebody.
And so you bring it in the sax with that melody. That is great. I don't know. It's fucking relaxing, and mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'm kind of, it's kind of like a quaalude. I'm just kind of easing on now.
Yeah, so check that out.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's, let's see, we're going to change gears just a little bit.
And Guard Shack is going to make us jump around.
Well, no.
Oh, okay, no. Something
are we
different.
Are more laid back today?
Everybody just calm down today.
Okay.
All right, we're going to calm down. This is a song that I've loved since you introduced me to it. Once again, I get all my music from LaVoy, or most of it. Believe it or not, I mean, he's turned me on to a lot of stuff. All the crazy shit I get on my own, but a lot of this stuff LaVoy's turned me on to. And Kenny Chesney is a guy. He's a friend of Alabama. For those of you that don't know, he'll come down. We've got a new amphitheater in Tuscaloosa, and he's coming to open it up. And he's always done like a really private show at this club in downtown Tuscaloosa called the Jupiter. and they basically do a lottery for tickets and stuff, and it's just a really intimate setting, and Kenny Chesney likes it. He likes performing for just really a few people compared to the stadiums that he's sold out before, you know, performing for, you know, 300 people. I mean, that's...
It's a more intimate setting.
It is.
Exactly. So he's got a new CD out, and really just every song, top to bottom, is good. And that's hard to find nowadays. So,
and I love the album title, by the way.
Yeah, Hemingway's Whiskey is the name of the album.
Fantastic. Good stuff. So here's the song Somewhere With You, which, oh, man, this is one of the songs I couldn't get out of my head. I mean, I really just couldn't. I mean, I would just put it on my iPod and just put it on repeat. Such a good track.
I think it's the best track on the album.
Would you go that far?
Someone I would go that far. Yeah, I think it's the best track on the album.
I've only heard two songs off this, but I would definitely get it.
It's good stuff. And just so you guys know, by the time this podcast is processed and put online, we're not doing justice to any of these songs because of just the process of getting everything online. Go download these songs. Go check them out. Pick things up just a little bit, you know? It's good stuff. Now it's gonna really pick up in a minute. He kind of teases right there. He's got a good way of doing things. I like it a lot.
Wait for the this song to go out. Is really different from a lot of the things he's done before.
Yeah.
What I've
exactly.
Yeah. But it's great.
Yes.
This is so much better than, you know, She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Fantastic.
You know.
He's been doing a lot of stuff with, like, you know, a lot of just only beach music, you know. And he actually mentions the beach in the song one time, but, you know, hang on. We got to stop for a minute. What is there to not like about that?
That's
song?
Good shit. That is. I like.
And like we're saying, it's a departure from what he'll usually do, because he usually does have a lot of really good feel good music. I mean, you know, he's a part of it's 5 o'clock somewhere. He has all these different beach songs. So I mean,
when the sun goes down with Uncle Cracker, exactly, everybody knows that.
Exactly. So this is definitely different, and it's good.
I like that he brought in the amplifiers on this one, man. He kind of cranks it up.
Yeah,
like
he
it's
brings
more
it.
Of a rock edge to it. Yeah,
yeah,
so.
Yeah. Exactly.
And all that is growth, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of artists try to grow, they change their sound, but it's not really them.
Right.
I can tell this is still a Kenny Chesney song, but just more growth to it.
Exactly. So some people, they go from doing something that they know works, and they try to switch gears, and it sounds like shit. Because
exactly.
It's not them.
It's not
but this
them.
Is him. I mean, I think
he's still a Kenny Chesney song.
You know, he's had years and years of success, but I think with this album, he's really proving that he's a real musician.
And growing change.
Exactly.
And I mean, I'm a fan of country music, and have been for a long time. But some songs that you hear on the radio, I can't identify with them.
Exactly.
At all.
Right.
I can't identify with, you know. What is that? Trace Atkins, Brown Cow?
Brown Chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who the hell can
I do
about
that? Honky
Tonk, that was stupid also.
Yeah.
it blew up, but
yeah.
It was stupid
yeah,
as hell.
Yeah, exactly. They were huge.
Donkey Donk. Yeah, fuck that.
That's why I think it's great y'all play this, because the mainstream likes to portray, like, this stereotypical country a lot of the time.
Don't confuse this poppy shit that's coming out of this country, because it's not, okay?
Well, that's a separate issue.
Yeah.
That's a separate
Well, Kenny Chesney, he's dabbled in that, and I think that brought him a lot of mainstream success. But at the same time, he's really country at his core. He's a real musician. And that was it. Somewhere With You by Kenny Chesney. And just a quick time out to remind people, we don't own these songs. They're not us. You need to go buy them on iTunes, because these people are good. They.
If it was us, we wouldn't be doing the show.
Yeah, if it was us, we would not be here.
We'd be touring right now.
Yeah.
Exactly. We would be at an amphitheater somewhere playing to a sold-out crowd. We wouldn't be fucking around doing this. And our third and final pick today is from the world champion. What you got for us?
This is off CeeLo Green's The Lady Killer album, and it's called Bright Lights, Bigger City. You may know CeeLo Green. He started out in hip-hop with Goody Mob, then he went on solo projects, and a lot of y'all know Gnarls Barkley. He was the lead singer from Net.
Really?
Yeah, he was.
I thought Gnarls Barkley was a person.
Two people, actually.
What?
Two people.
I've been one under a producer, rock somewhere.
The other guy was a singer, which was CeeLo Green.
Really? Okay. So I've liked CeeLo Green a lot longer than I thought I had.
Yeah, that's a lot of people say that. They don't know that he did these songs, but yeah.
Okay. I'm getting a little bit of a Michael Jackson vibe off of this.
He totally ripped the, I think that's the Beat It beat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what that is. Yeah.
This is the first track you'll hear off of Lady Killer. Kind of sets the mood, sets the tone. I don't know about y'all, but it got cold. It kind of made me want to throw on my pea coat. See where my dialogue can take me with the lady, you know?
See where this dialogue. I like it.
Yeah, upbeat song.
I like it. I'm down with this, man.
Biggest song from this album is probably the fucking song. I'm sure all of you heard this, but I think this is up to par. It's a solid album.
And you know, that's. I think he kind of did the same thing that Eminem did with, you know. Eminem will always come out with that one crazy ass song to get everybody listening. And then he'll come out with like a serious song afterwards. I think that was what CeeLo Green did. He came out with a crazy fuck you song to get attention, and now he's wanting to get people to pay attention to his music with this track. I don't know, Matt. That's just speculation, but I like this.
Highly speculative. Highly.
I just think the fuck you song is one of those rare moments in pop where everything just kind of worked. You know,
yeah.
It just took off. Kind of like crazy.
So you're kind of disregarding.
Yeah, I'm going to have to comments. Agree to yeah.
Oh, well, okay.
But it's cool. I respect it.
Okay, I respect yours as well.
If you don't agree with Guardshack and you really don't care for his opinions, email us.
Yes, email us, atgpodcast@yahoo.com. You can put in the subject line, fuck you. And I'll know exactly who needs to read that. So. How have I not heard this till today?
It's a good album, folks. Y'all check that out.
I feel like I should have played this for New Year's or something.
Yeah. It's a new album. New Year's big event type of song.
Well, there you have it. Our first pick was
Bruce Springsteen, City of Night off The Promise.
And I had Somewhere With You by Kenny Chesney from his new album, Hemingway's Whiskey, which is just great top to bottom. Be sure and check it out. And our third pick was...
I had Bright Lights, Bigger City, CeeLo Green off the Lady Killer album.
So be sure and check out all those tracks. Download them off of iTunes. Throw a little money their way and take care of them. Well, I feel like we had some pretty good music picks this week, so let's end things on a high note. This is our time here for this week's edition of Against the Grain, and we want to invite everybody to subscribe to us on iTunes, also podomatic.com. Hopefully we'll have a Twitter and a Facebook up before long so you can find us there. If you've got any questions or comments, be sure to email us, atgpodcast@yahoo.com, and we want to ask you all to subscribe.
Subscribe to our show on iTunes. Email us. Let us know what you like about the show, what you don't like. And we will definitely read your emails, unlike some other shows.
And we'll reply to you as well.
Yes.
Yes, we will reply. So do please send us something and tell your friends, because you know, we believe very strongly that podcasting is going to be the way of the future. And we really want to build a nice network of listeners and also partners. So once again, thanks for listening to Against the Grain. I'm Guard Shaq Jack.
Lock the door,
I'm
Jack.
I'm world champion.
And it's your boy, LaVoy.
We'll see you next time on Against the Grain.
You're so bad.